From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Tuesday, April 7th.
Coming up, RSV continues to spread at an elevated rate in the North State. What California is saying about childhood immunizations.
Also, the state's firefighting agency is urging people to prepare their homes for this year's potentially severe fire season.
And election officials in Butte County are setting up workshops to help voters work through a tricky primary election season.
But we'll start in Chico. Over 50 people, many linked to businesses in the city, packed the council chambers at City Hall yesterday. On the agenda, downtown. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
The meeting of the city's Internal Affairs Committee was supposed to explore short-term fixes to revitalize downtown, which has recently seen a string of business closures. But instead, public comment was dominated by long-term infrastructure projects, which the city council plans to discuss at tonight's meeting. That includes proposals to remove traffic lanes on Main and Broadway streets to make room for bikeways. Carol Munson has owned a business downtown for nearly 50 years. She was one of around a dozen speakers, many of whom were against losing car lanes.
We need three lanes. We have delivery trucks. We have parking.
But some people pushed back, saying the busy roads make them feel unsafe walking and shopping downtown. The meeting tonight starts at 6. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Staying in Chico, an important housing plan for the city is now available for public review. The annual action plan details how Chico intends to spend federal funds to address the city's housing needs. The draft highlights affordable housing, homelessness prevention, and economic development as top priorities over the next year. Several projects were proposed, including helping unhoused residents living with mental illness get into supportive housing, setting aside funding for Habitat for Humanity to build homes, and covering costs for Catalyst Domestic Violence Services housing program. The public will have 30 days to comment on the draft beginning April 10th. Residents can see the draft on the city's website.
Low snowpack, below average rain, and weeks of recent hot, dry, and windy conditions have CAL FIRE concerned the North State could see an early and possibly severe fire season. That's why officials are urging residents to get their homes ready now. CAL FIRE Butte County Captain Dan Collins says that starts with defensible space, beginning with Zone Zero. It's the area closest to your home where embers can land. Nothing flammable should be there.
Basically, that is, you know, no vegetation within that 5 feet from your eaves, that Zone Zero. Some other things that you can do around the house that are small and that can make a difference, and that's clearing off your roof, clearing out your gutters.
Collins says to also remember to get that go bag ready. Fire officials say that's another easy thing you can do to prepare for evacuations and protect important documents.
Turning to the June election season, Butte County Elections Division is trying to help voters navigate the upcoming primaries. Registrar of Voters Keaton Denley announced yesterday that his office is holding several voter education workshops this week in Oroville. The June 2nd elections are somewhat tricky because voters in the county will receive two ballot packets in the mail, one for the statewide primary election and another for the special election to finish the term of the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa. An English workshop will be held at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday at the Hall of Records. Visit MyNSPR for a list of workshops in other languages.
In state news, some members of the Legislative Women's Caucus at the state capitol say community colleges should have to make medication abortion accessible on campus. CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on a bill that would do so.
UC and CSU campuses are already required to offer medication abortion care to students, but that law doesn't apply to California's community colleges. At a press conference on Monday, Democratic Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie of San Francisco said she wants to change that.
We are closing a critical gap in ensuring that community college students, one of the most diverse and economically vulnerable populations in our state, have the same access to care as their peers at four-year institutions.
The bill would also require all public campuses to clearly promote the availability of medication abortion care on campus. Claire Densmore, a student at Sacramento City College, says the bill's needed because a lot of campuses don't have a reproductive health clinic, like a Planned Parenthood nearby.
It helps make reproductive health care not just legally available, but practically accessible.
The Health Services Association of California Community Colleges opposes the bill. They say community college health centers don't have the resources to meet the mandate. Some centers are staffed by nurses who can't prescribe medications. The bill's pending in the Assembly Health Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is continuing to spread at an elevated level in the North State and throughout California. The state's Department of Public Health says it's extending its recommendation of RSV immunization for eligible infants and children through the end of this month. The department notes insurance coverage for immunization will continue. State data shows that about 8% of tests were positive for RSV in the rural North region in the last week of March. That's considered a high rate for the state. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Hope you have a great day.